It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Boy Steiker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K. Ram Ramzo, on Dog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU. Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Good afternoon, race fans. Welcome in. Bond Country, 101.3 AM, 1460, 1490, The Eagle. This is the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker. That's the Penguin Paul Reichert. That's Billy Dog Niles. On the phone is Kevin Ramsel down in the Stoughton area. Well, rainouts. I'm really getting tired of this. And you know what? I'm going to put it to rest right now, because it was nice and sunny for the La Crosse Speedway last weekend. Bro, we could have got races in. Highway 16 was nice and dry because I took the wifey out to dinner. Here's the thing, guys. We've seen saturated pits at the La Crosse Speedway in the past. It was not raining in La Crosse at 6:15. It was pouring in West Salem at 6:15. And after the rain we had throughout the entire morning and early afternoon, that second batch of rain flooded the pits.
You know, when I got up in the morning, the first thing I did was look at my weather app. I only have one. And it looked like there was no way we're going to have a chance to get these in. And, you know, judging by, you know, Chuck looking at his radars, because he looks at multiple radars. He doesn't just rely on one. You know, at about 1 o'clock last week, he pulled the plug. And as the afternoon went on, the percentages started going down. It started looking like we were going to get this in. And I was sitting there with my frothy beverage in my hand going, man, I just wish he gets one cloud burst so it makes him look like a genius. And around 6:15, he got that cloud burst.
I was sitting in my living room watching. Kevin Ramsel, you were at La Crosse the night that Kevin Noodleman had to bring his big farm tractor on to dig out trucks, and he'd have had to do the same thing.
He would have done the same thing as well, too. And that's one of the things that the track promoter always fears when they pull the plug early, is that hopefully they do have a rain around race time, so it pretty much stays up to it. Now track promoters, and I bet you Chuck will probably back you up if you ask him, are now going to be cautious of canceling races in advance to save guys money from wasting gas to drive to the track.
Well, and that's the thing.
Gas prices being so high.
Well, number one, we had double features. So there would have been, what, 5-6 drivers coming out of the Lonsdale, St. Paul area to Minnesota.
We'd have been minus one after Friday night. But
but he does have a backup.
You know, you look at 2 weeks ago, the Dells pulled the plug on Friday morning for their Saturday show, and La Crosse stayed the course. La Crosse got him in. Turns out the Dells decision was actually a genius move on their part, because they did get hit pretty hard with rain. It went to the south of us. We were able to get our races in 2 weeks ago.
It's just not been favorable. And then, of course, Greg Oliver, Paul, pulled the plug here 2 weeks ago. And, it was nice and sunny. And that was one of those that, well, could they have raced? Well, Toma does not have, up until now, concrete pit slabs. That would have been a mess.
Yeah, it would have been. But thank God for those concrete pit slabs. And, we could have done it. Yeah, but, That's the way it goes.
All right, got some good racing coming up. La Crosse Speedway tonight. It is one of the favorites for a lot of people. Besides late model sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, and six shooters, it is fan photo night. And Billy, every year that we have fan photo night, I ask you the same question. Well, actually, I'm going to make this statement because I knew it. That was one of your favorite nights when you used to race.
Yeah, it was. I usually had my new hotshot cards out before it started, and I was usually out by the time it was over, and it was great. And you gave me a lot of crap because about the last 3 or 4 years,
Kevin, he sat down the whole time. Instead of standing up, shaking hands, and walking around babies, he would sit down the whole time.
I brought a bag chair so I could look at the kids eye to eye.
Listen to this.
Yeah, you
pick them up, pick the babies up, and hug them.
Leave me alone. My decision was child oriented.
All right, I'll buy that. That's coming up tonight as well. All the drivers give away stuff, and I say pretty much 99% of the drivers do, and a lot of them have a huge amount of giveaways and things like that. So that's going to be coming up tonight.
What a giant inflatable we're going to see tonight.
What a tremendous night last night, the Tim Meyer Memorial, and it was really sad to see that to Patty Meyer, who runs our front gate, lost to pretty much primarily all of her house last Wednesday in that tornadic activity that was just rolling through the Midwest. And then talking about losing people, Kevin, you probably dealt with her a lot more than I did. I think I met Jody Deary maybe 4 times out of the 30 years that I've race announced. A patriarch of auto racing, not only at the Rockford Speedway, but when you talk about NASCAR in itself, we lost a good one on Monday.
We did. She was at the age of 97 years old, and her only daughter, Susan Deary, said that she suffered a major stroke on June 3rd, so it was only kind of a matter of time. And, man, she was so cool. I mean, think about this. You know, not only with the legacy that she did, being like one of the first of few female promoters of a racetrack around the United States, she was also one of the first people, and was until this year, I believe, was on the Hall of Fame ballot. She's the one who did the voting for the NASCAR Hall of Fame. So she always had an impact on who was going to go in and go out of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. So she would always fly down to Charlotte every year to be on that voting committee for it. One of the things about Jody was the fact that she was always a promoter, and she always wanted to make sure she followed her husband Hugh's legacy of making sure the race fans were entertained.
You know, and one thing I remember very fondly about her was between her and John McCarns when the lease was up at La Crosse back in the late 90s. Them two got together and formed Motorsports Management Services, and they went and picked up the lease on La Crosse, and they turned it around, and it was pretty cool that the way they did that. We saw more of John than we did Jody because she took care of Rockford, but it was really cool of them to step in on that lease and keep things moving here in La Crosse.
Of course, our condolences go out. Of course, I've worked for Chuck now for 16 years, and Billy, you've raced for Chuck for many, many years, and a good one's gone right there, and the legacy is going to be alive here throughout the Midwest. We got a big one coming up tomorrow, I think the entire Midwest. And Paul, look up the weather forecast real quick, because I just talked to Bob Sargent, and I think it's going to be good. The Milwaukee Mile is going to come alive tomorrow. Kevin Ramsell with the ARCA Midwest Tour, the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series, and the Mid-American Stock Car Series. And I have a feeling, from what I've seen so far, they could have a record crowd tomorrow for this third-year event.
This is the third year, like you said, and this is the first time that we're not really looking at cloudy situations or temperatures in the 60s like we've had the past couple of times down there, or a threat of bad weather. So I'm hoping for Bob that he has a much bigger crowd than what he had, like in first year about 2019. But tell you what, folks, if you want to see some awesome racing, come out to the Mile. It's only going to cost you, $25 to get in the grandstands tomorrow to see the racing. You're going to see lots of great racing with lots of great divisions.
Of course, Bob Sargent, the promoter from Track Enterprises, a former promoter of the year, is going to be joining us on the program in the next segment. What's the forecast for the Milwaukee Mile tomorrow, Paul?
Actually, sunny skies throughout the weekend, and mid-70s on Sunday. So, great day for racing.
That's going to be nice. Matter of fact, they're kicking off this hour with practice at the Milwaukee Mile. We're going to be taking off about, 3-4 o'clock tomorrow morning, since I don't really want to get a hotel room and then get all sleepy the night before. So we're going to be talking pretty much the entire show today about the Milwaukee Mile, and I found out some things today that, as a sports fan, I was very surprised that I did not know in the past. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Billy Duck Niles, you're going to run down the local racing schedules, which we are in the midst of the Midwest racing summer.
Yeah, well, we got a great forecast for today. So the Dells are going to get their show in tonight. Lacrosse going to get their show in tonight. And later on in the show, we're going to tell you what's happening everywhere. Well, at least at these three tracks around here.
All right. Like we said, promoter Bob Sargent is going to join us next. We're going to talk about the big race coming up at the Milwaukee Mile. The Mile also coming alive on August 28th. And there's a huge ARCA, the Midwest Tour, but the ARCA Racing Series has got a big one coming up down in Illinois we're going to talk about as well. We're just getting started on a Saturday. That's Doc, that's K-Ram, that's Paul. I'm the radio man, Dan Guy, that's right in front of the big mic here. And you're listening to Bond Country 101.3 AM 1460, 1490 The Eagle. We are just getting started in the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
To be cool this summer, it's all about the ride. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Cruising the Dells Giveaways, where on Friday, June 24th, you can have a chance to win a brand new Chevy Silverado truck, along with $1,500 in cash and $500 in rewards play. Earn entries all month long. And remember, the more you play, the more chances you have to win. It's the Cruising the Dells Giveaways, June 24th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the Big 8 late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash series, the Mid-American Stock series, and Super Cup series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TACU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TACU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to get pre-approved today. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
The Cooley region's hottest foursome with the coolest racing news. Back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Once again, welcome back, race fans. Radio man Dan Dyker, you're listening to the Midwest Race Report, Bog Country 101.3, 1460, 1490 The Eagle. Brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also want to welcome in the people listening on the Magnum.media app, TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
And on Amazon Music, Spotify. We've podcasted this thing all over the world, even Amazon Music.
Yeah,
and
I listened to last week's show on Spotify this week.
Apple Music. Hey, as we talked about in segment one, I'm very excited to be in the midst tonight, announcing the La Crosse Speedway of a three-day stretch of announcing races, and going to be on the mic tomorrow for the Midwest Mid-American Stock Car Series and the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. Alongside of me will be Eric Hinefeld. He'll be there with the ARCA Midwest Tour. It's the Father's Day 100 presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza at the Milwaukee Mile, and we're going to talk with Trek Enterprises promoter Bob Sargent about the big day. Bob, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, appreciate you coming back on. I think we had you on 3 years ago when we had the inaugural one. I was there 2 years ago. Matter of fact, last year I was there on the microphone, and I got to do qualifying for the Mid-Ams, and that was just about it. Mother Nature didn't like us too well.
Yeah, you know, we've dealt with weather many times, and last year was one, and so far we're looking at a good forecast for this year.
Looks like mid-70s for tomorrow's race, which is going to be great. It's nice this afternoon, as a rotating practice is today from 12 until 4, and then everything gets underway with the pit gates opening at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Bob, let's go back 3 years. How did this, I mean, everybody in Wisconsin, everybody in the racing world knows the history of the Milwaukee Mile. 2015 was the last full year they ran, and then they said they were broke, and they were going to tear down the grandstands, and all of a sudden, I'm watching a concert there, and then we're watching the ARCA Midwest Tour. How did you get involved with staging some of these big races at the Mile?
Well, Trek Enterprises does this all over the Midwest. I think last year or year before, we were in 14 different states with 26 different venues. So it's kind of what Trek Enterprises does, is promote racing facilities, and Milwaukee was kind of a shining star that we looked at, and we knew that some things hadn't been the best in previous years, and we thought we'd try to do our best at it and bring a good event for the participants and the fans, you know, and try to bring some life back to the facility. And after you know, doing the Midwest Tour and that event on Father's Day, then we were fortunate enough to get an ARCA Menard Series race. So we keep having goals and plans for that facility, and hopefully we'll keep working at it.
Hey, Bob, one thing we're focusing on with the ARCA Midwest Tour tomorrow is that it's bringing in some big names, and I think I'd be pretty happy to have former Rookie of the Year in all three NASCAR divisions, Eric Jones, coming in to compete in this event.
Yeah. I mean, Eric just, you know, he's exemplifying a young, up-and-coming, good driver in the NASCAR series, and, you know, he likes to drive these late models, so we're all fortunate to have him come back in a late model. The fans will get to see a NASCAR driver, and you know, he'll be definitely competing for the win, and, you know, with all the other drivers.
You know, one of the neat things, we're talking about Bob Sargent from Trek Enterprises about tomorrow's Father's Day 100 at the Milwaukee Mile, is everybody knows the likes of Tom Majeski from Wisconsin, Derek Cross from Wisconsin, Johnny Sauter from Wisconsin. Had Knoxville not ran last night, we would have had three, and then Eric Jones, four NASCAR drivers participating in this race. But are you hoping that this does open the door based on other NASCAR driver schedules to come in and challenge themselves on the mile?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always our goal, and we try to align the best we can with their schedules. You know, they all have busy, busy schedules, but fortunately, they like to get out, and, you know, this is kind of their hobby. You know, they go to their day job, their work on Sundays, and maybe come do the Midwest Tour and the the Milwaukee Mile and some other events that we can promote and really enjoy ourselves and get away from the stress of NASCAR. So anyway, we hope to get more and more to come out.
You know, Bob, you talked back at the beginning of the interview about slowly bringing things in. One of the things I remember, I actually took my whole family to it once, was the NASCAR Truck Series, the Camping World Truck Series at the Milwaukee Mile for years. Any chance that's going to be coming back to Milwaukee in the near future?
Well, you know, there's always a chance. And, you know, I can say that we are actively pursuing that, nice. That and maybe some other events. So, you know, again, that falls in geographic areas. The schedule gets done early. So we'll see where NASCAR lands, but we are definitely actively seeking that, yes.
Nice.
Now, Bob, I know that NASCAR, the last time this was brought up, said they did not want to race at a venue that did not have garages nearby where pit crews can fix the cars. The Milwaukee Mile being on state land and not owned by the fairgrounds, does that make it harder to do, or is there some strings that can be pulled and some sponsors that could be coming in to maybe help something like that?
Well, you know, racing industry is an ever-changing, you know, dynamic, and, you know, maybe something that was said 5 years ago and wanted maybe isn't such a demand now, maybe. And there's always negotiations and talks going on for things of the like. And, you know, we see a lot of facilities that aren't having races now, you know, and to bring them back to these tracks that put on a good event. The market, you know, welcomes NASCAR back. Things like that is what NASCAR looks for.
You know, one thing I noticed last year in between announcing and sitting in the VIP is I was sitting behind a bunch of representatives from Sprecher Root Beer that I think had never been at that racetrack before.
I love Sprecher Root Beer.
They just had a billboard put up, I think it was in turn three, and I got to talking with these guys about announcing and radio and racing, and I see they were so enthused that the ARCA race coming up in August is sponsored by Sprecher, so those partnerships are right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential partnerships out there. We're always working on those also. Sprecher's been a great partner, the Sprecher 150 in late August, the last weekend of August. We're looking forward to that with the ARCA Menards series. I'm on MAV TV and Flow Racing. But, yeah, Sprecher right there local in the Menards stores. So it's a great combination. We'll be doing a ticket promo, buy a case, get a ticket. So we always invite everybody to keep their eyes on our website, the Milwaukee State Fair website, Menards website, Sprecher's, and to get details about how to get a free ticket by buying a case of Sprecher.
Ooh.
Hey, Bob, just talking about the racing tomorrow. I know everybody's talking about the ARCA Midwest Tour, but just talk about the other three series coming in and what your thoughts are about the Midwest Truck Series, the Mid-Am Racing Series, and having vintage cars race around that track on the same day. It's a pretty neat event with a variety of cars racing there.
It is, you know, and that's what we were shooting for. Greg McCarns has been a big help with us, knowing that area and knowing what the fans like to see, knowing what the series and divisions will bring a good amount of race cars. And again, as we saw last year, and it looks like this year is coming too, is a lot of interest in those divisions. They do a great job racing out there. I mean, the Mid-Am and just everybody that comes and races there enjoys it. It's kind of a once a year thing that they get to do, a bucket list, and then the vintage cars also. So yeah, we think we have a great lineup, a good mix for the fans. These drivers really are excited to get to race on the mile also.
Again, we're talking with former Auto Racing Promoter of the Year with Track Enterprises, Bob Sargent, about the Father's Day 100 at the Milwaukee Mile coming up tomorrow.
Yes, and Bob, there's a great diversity of series you promote. What's the one series you're really most proud of promoting during the year?
That's a good question.
That's a toughie.
Honest, way to go, Pinky.
I don't know that I have a favorite or a best one. I'm fortunate. We do a lot of dirt, a lot of asphalt, from World of Outlaws to USAC to the ARCA Menards series, as we've talked about, CRA late models. We do a lot in the Nashville, Southeast area. I mean, we're just really spread out all over. And, you know, a race is you know, only as good as the participants on the track and the facility we give them. And then the fans come and enjoy themselves. So it's a big puzzle and, a big pie to put together. And that's what we enjoy doing is wherever we're at or whatever series we're promoting, we like to give the fans the best event and the best show we can.
Bob, one more question for you. I have a lot of dirt announcing in my background of going out west to the Knoxville Raceway, Mississippi Thunder Speedway. So I follow along with a lot of dirt races you promote, and you've got a hefty one coming up here in Illinois this year that I wanted to touch on briefly because I know some folks from up here that are going down to both of these races. It's the Dirt Double at the Illinois State Fairgrounds and the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds. Growing up around the Bloomington Normal area, I've hit both of those many times. Talk about this Dirt Double race. And the chance for someone to walk home with 50 grand.
Yeah, the Arca Menard series is a very diverse series. They race the road course, they race Daytona, Talladega. So, you know, and all the short tracks and then the mile at Milwaukee. But we race two dirt tracks, Springfield, Illinois, 1 mile oval, and the DuQuoin. It's a 1 mile dirt oval. Very exciting. And again, the normal purse and all that for them. But this year, Performance Seed, along with Menards, has put in a bonus, and we're going to pay if someone can win both of those races. Mid-August is Springfield, and then Labor Day weekend, 2 weeks left of that is DuQuoin. So 2 weeks apart, if one driver can win both races, we're going to give them a $50,000 bonus. So it's really stirred a lot of excitement, a lot of interest. We're anxious to see the dirt ringers that might come out and get in one of these big, heavy cars, but it'll be fun to watch.
And, of course, if someone doesn't win both races, whoever has the highest finishing average, they get a measly $5,000. Bob Sargent's with Track Enterprises. He is one of those behind the big one coming up tomorrow, the Father's Day 100 presented by Hump Brothers Pizza at the Milwaukee Mile. Bob Lynn, a pleasure to have you on. This is Saturday, so you get to calm down a little bit before the storm hits tomorrow.
Yeah, like I said, that's okay. We enjoy putting these races on, and we just – really look forward to the Milwaukee Mile and think the fans are going to see a great show.
Alrighty, Bob Sargent, former Auto Racing Promoter of the Year with Track Enterprises. Check out trackenterprises.com. Bob, we will see you at the Mile.
Great. Thank you.
Alrighty, folks. And again, we're going to give you a lot more information, MidwestTour.racing /22MMT if you want some more information on tickets. And they've got a good deal going on if you get them online as well. $25 for pit passes, Sunday it's $40, weekend pit pass. Go down where the stars are, $60. When we come back, we're going to talk more Milwaukee Mile and the names that are going to be present there. This is the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Are you tired of the typical fundraiser? Well, Big Boar Barbecue can offer you an alternative. How about a pork dinner? Pork, beans, and slaw. A complete meal. It's different, it's fast, and it's easy. And you don't pay for what you don't sell, guaranteeing you make a profit. So if your church, school, sports team, or special cause needs a fundraiser, call us today. We've helped all sorts of groups raise thousands of dollars. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. Now that's a mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
Every Saturday at Dell's Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to dellsracewaypark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dell's Raceway Park.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitors' stations. Vitoma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Now back to Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also, the Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
Both websites, and we podcast it all over the place. Have you heard it on the podcast yet where you're mowing your lawn there, Paul?
Yeah, I have.
You don't mow your lawn.
No, I don't mow that.
See, he just lied to us, Bill. I just caught him flat out in a lie.
He vacuums his shag carpet.
Can you believe that? Yeah, all right. Do you listen while you vacuum your shag carpet?
I listen at home while I'm...
That's more... Kevin, do you think that's more believable?
I'm picturing a like the live green one, shag carpet.
That Brady Bunch green?
Far away from that.
Oh, yeah. Yuck.
How's Tiger the dog doing, Paul?
Oh, it's doing.
Talking about Father's Day 100 at the Milwaukee Mile tomorrow, I want to thank Bob Sargent, former Auto Racing Promoter of the Year with Track Enterprises, for joining us just a couple of moments ago. Big show coming up again tomorrow. Not only do you have the ARCA Midwest Tour, you've got the Midwest Truck Series, you have the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series, Mid-American Stock Car Series, Billy Doc Nell's, the four biggest series you can imagine in the Midwest are all going to kind of conglomerate. Matter of fact, they're practicing right now.
Yeah, they're all practicing right now. We were there last year, unfortunately, we only got two races in before.
That stunk too, man. Yeah. I was so jacked up. Billy said, hey, I want to do this with you. He was going to do the mid-ams with me. We had it all set up, and we're doing qualifying, and they rain it out.
10-15 minutes of fame right there announcing the Milwaukee Mile
qualifying. Man, that was disappointing. Yeah.
That was, but
we had a lovely, but we did have a lovely dinner afterwards.
Yes, we did, and the racing that we did see was great. You know, Chester Ace and James Swan, what a phenomenal finish in that race, and then you know Ty Majeski, you know, missing the accidents and picking his spots, and he was ahead at the right time when they finally red flagged it with what 86 laps, 85 laps, something like that.
And I think the biggest story out of last year's races is Levon Vandergeest being the youngest stock car driver ever to win a race at the mile, which is better since 1903.
That was actually in 2019, Dan.
Yeah. Well, he's still the youngest. I mean, that's phenomenal. Yes, yes. And now he's going to be there tomorrow in a super late model.
Yep. And you can't forget Austin Nason, who won the first ever Father's Day 100. It surprised everybody because remember that first race, everybody thought that Dan Fredrickson had it. And here comes Austin Nason out of nowhere and just surprised. It was a very emotional win for him and his father.
All right, so trivia question. The infield, the quarter mile, dirt infield track at the Milwaukee Mile used to be a football stadium. What was the name of it? None of you know.
I think I remember hearing something about the Packers that played there for a few years.
What was the name of the football stadium inside the Milwaukee Mile? Don't look it up.
I'm not going to.
It was called the Dairy Bowl, and it hosted the Green Bay Packers from 1934 through 1951, including the NFL championship game in 1939 when they beat the Giants 27-0 for the fifth league title. I never knew that.
I never knew that.
That's interesting.
Would you like complete honesty on my part? I didn't know they had a dirt infield.
Neither did I. But how did I not know that an NFL championship game was held at the Milwaukee Mile? That's not. I didn't have time this week. I'm going to be looking for pictures now.
Well, yeah, they used to. You would think, you know, a Packers championship game back then would have been at old. What was it, Brown County Stadium or something like that?
Yeah, what was the field? It's a park now in Ashwaubenon where the Packers used to practice. Clark Hinkle Field.
Yes.
And then they used to have a practice facility with the Iron Gates before that. But you're talking almost 20 years of playing at the Milwaukee Mile.
That's amazing.
Matter of fact, Kevin, the dirt track is now where the media center is, where you and I keep going back and forth. That's where the football stadium was right where that media center is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the media center, which will be nice and air-conditioned for us this weekend.
And they better have food. They have not had food the past 2 years done this.
You had to go all the way over to the scorer's booth to get some food.
Oh, man. Yeah. Drew wasn't going to let nobody in. Krybek was looking at who was coming to that door until he saw me in the entourage.
I kept going into his refrigerator to get, like, you know, some Gatorade or some water or something. And as I walked by, I snatched a little food on my way by.
Kevin, Mario Andretti's family, Andretti Motorsports, had the lease and had the name on the Milwaukee Mile until 2015, and there were a lot. There was bickering going on. There were some lawsuits going on. There was some money owed. Does it surprise you that the Andretti name being with Indy as long as it has been didn't bring a lot of other Indy Motorsports teams to help run that track?
It was more or less a thing for Michael Andretti that he had a personal passion for the Milwaukee Mile. He wanted to have a race for that race. I mean, and you would think that it would increase some more interest and things like that. But I think because of the politics behind the scenes, the fact that it was a state-owned facility and they had to pay this, they had to pay that, pay this, and, you know, pay for the parking and all that other fun stuff, I could see why it would turn other potential promoters/investors away because of the politics behind the scenes.
And you know, like what I brought up Billy Doc Knowles with Bob Sargent, bringing NASCAR events there, it's not going to happen. I had seen that this week, that NASCAR will not race a venue that does not have garages nearby where pit crews can fix the cars. The Mile obviously doesn't have a garage. They're all wide open pit stalls. Someone's got to fork that money out. And again, it's on state-owned property, so don't expect the state to pay for it.
No, the state has a hard enough time paying for what they got. Sorry, political. I didn't mean to do that. But, yeah, it's...
Well, the state is still owed. There's money still owed, millions of dollars on that track. And I saw this week that bill will finally be paid off in 2030.
That long, huh?
It's a $1.94 million payment a year. I don't know who's paying that money, but somebody is because it keeps going back. But then you have to appreciate a guy like Tim Osterbeck, who organized the Save the Milwaukee Mile. It's the SaveMilwaukeeMile.org. He's got the Facebook page out there. That was back in 2008. And Kevin, if it wasn't for someone like that, I don't know if we would have racing there because there's so much interest.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever see the grandstand be torn down because they need that for the Milwaukee State Fair for their entertainment act. But I could see where they could possibly destroy the actual track itself because they'd be turned into like a giant-sized parking lot for the State Fair, which pretty much it is already during the State Fair, but just make them more formidable with it. I think one thing that keeps it going is when you have people like, say, the Mile group out there. It's basically reminding people going, hey, this is a legendary track. Why should we let it go to waste?
And I think
that's something I've not been able to figure out yet is why people can't do something to make it worthwhile every year. So, you know, it's great that Bob can actually rent out the track a couple times a year and have a couple events there now. I just wish it'd be something where they can do something where it can seriously fill up the grandstands from turn four down to turn one.
And that's where you wish. I mean, Greg McCarns can only do so much. I mean, the guy owns Madison, owns the tour. Now he's the big-time promoter at Angel Park Speedway. I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up owning that one of these days. And you look at the Mid-American Stock Car Series, not big enough to be able to financially rent that track themselves, or the Truck Series, or the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. Then you've got Bob Sargent looking at ARCA bringing them in, but there's not anybody else out there that have an interest to run back at the Mile again?
What?
Well, let's take a, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Bill. Let's go back to earlier this year when Greg was actually, for the last 2 years, was doing street drags there once every Tuesday night.
And getting 300, 400, 500 cars.
And get 300, 400, 500 cars. And he didn't do it this year because the people around the Milwaukee Mile got a little greedy and wanted to increase the parking and wanted more people to pay for parking and things like that.
Wouldn't, to me, they shot themselves in the Greg McCartan's foot.
Didn't the Big 8 Series used to run there? Aren't they running there?
Well, they run with ARCA on August 28th.
Okay.
And so does the Upper Midwest Vintage Series, because I'll be back announcing them again on the 28th. And they were supposed to last year, or they did run with them last year?
No, because the rain cut short the program. Ma'am and Upper Midwest did not run on Father's Day. They ran with the ARCA Series race in late August.
That's right. That's right. Because I couldn't do that one because I had a wedding to go to. That's right. But it is nice to see the Big 8 Late Model Series be able to go back out there. And again, that's going to be August 20th. Look up trackenterprises.com, by the way, folks. And if you want to get advanced tickets for the ARCA Menards Series with the Big 8 Late Models and the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series, you can sure do so. When we come back, let's pick apart some of the names that are going to be racing tomorrow that are practicing today. This is the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
To be cool this summer, it's all about the ride. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Cruising the Dells Giveaways, where on Friday, June 24th, you can have a chance to win a brand new Chevy Silverado truck, along with $1,500 in cash and $500 in rewards play. Earn entries all month long. And remember, the more you play, the more chances you have to win. It's the Cruising the Dells Giveaways, June 24th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night Late Model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
This is Brent Kirshner, driver of the number 8 NASCAR late model. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report. Oh, we're in the middle of it now. Bog Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway and a lot of different advertising partners. And we really want to say congratulations to the folks at Pizza Villa in downtown Sparta. They opened up a couple of weekends ago. I saw their menu, Billy Doc Niles. And I tell you what, for two young folks like that to take over two different restaurants, outstanding.
It's a chore to do two restaurants. It's a chore to do one restaurant, much less two. And these guys,
especially when nobody wants to work.
Yeah, and these guys are knocking it out of the park so far. So congratulations to them on the grand opening 2 weeks ago.
Practice going on right now behind us, rotating practice here at the Milwaukee Mile, the Father's Day 100. And here's what the schedule looks like for tomorrow. We're going to run down some of the drivers. The spectator gates open at 9 o'clock. Rotating practice starts at 9:30. 11 o'clock is qualifying. It'll be trucks, ARCA Midwest Tour, Mid-American Stock Cars. And, of course, we're not going to qualify the Vintage Series because, well, we'd be there till about 4.
And that's just one lap.
Top 20 autograph session in the grandstand starts at 12:15. Opening ceremonies at 12:50. And racing begins at 1. ARCA Midwest Tour has a last chance 15-lapper. The trucks, a 20-lap feature. Mid-Ams, a 20-lap feature. The ARCA Midwest Tour Father's Day 100 is obviously 100 laps. And the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series is 20 laps. Pit prices, $25 for today, $40 for tomorrow, or $60 for the weekend. And check out midwesttour.racing/22MMT for more information. All right, so I went through the list of ARCA Midwest Tour drivers, because there's about 35 registered. I've got 20 on the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series. I haven't got the Mid-Am one yet this morning, and Bill's going to talk about the trucks here in a minute. All right, so by a yay or a nay, we're going to get your three, Bill and the Penguin and Kevin, the chances of them winning. The gentleman that finished 12th in 2019 and was leading last year until a wreck, Luke Fenhouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. How about the last time that Eric Jones climbed out of the Midwest Super Late Model at the Milwaukee Mile? He was in victory lane in 2014 when he won the Howie Little Classic. He is currently 16th in NASCAR Cup Series points. Yay or nay?
I don't know. The way he ran Berlin last week, top five maybe, but I don't see him winning.
Yeah. My heart says yes, my mind says no.
How about 2016 NASCAR Truck Champion who won the NASCAR Busch Grand National Series race in West Allis in 2005, Johnny Sauter?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
No.
What? Whoa.
Ooh.
Please give us reasons.
Been out of the car too long?
I'm going to probably say so. He has a kind of a sad history of mechanical issues at big events.
How about the gentleman that was victorious in ASA North in 2008, Fast Eddie Hoffman?
Oh, Eddie's not as fast as he used to be.
Right.
I know. I like Eddie. It would be a great story to see him win tomorrow, but I can't see him in Victor Lane tomorrow.
No.
I could see a possible a strong top 10 finish for him.
2019 Father's Day 100 at the Milwaukee Mile winner. And a third place showing. How about Austin Nason?
I'd say yes.
Yeah, there's a good possibility there.
He has a good chance. I mean, he's won there.
I think that too. The young driver that placed second at the mile on Father's Day in 2021 was 10th in 2019, Gabe Summers.
Oh, Gabe's on a roll right now. He's definitely in the mix.
Yeah, unstoppable right now.
How about this guy here? And I'm going to say no, but I just think it's interesting. Out of Lapeer, Michigan, 16-year-old was going to make his first ever ARCA Midwest Tour attempt, his first ever time at the Milwaukee Mile. How about CRA Rookie of the Year, Chase Burda?
No, not his first time.
This is going to be a challenging track for him in his first time there.
Because he ran a bunch of dirt, too, didn't he?
Yes, he has. That former Eastern Region champ in IMCA.
If Rich Bickle thought lacrosse looked like Daytona, what do you think this kid's going to think about Milwaukee?
All right, how about the gentleman that rolled in with a Midwest Truck Series victory, the youngest driver ever to win at the Milwaukee Mile on Father's Day 2019, and seventh last year in a Super Late Model, Levon Vandergeest? I say yes.
I'm going to say no, good, but a strong top five.
Top 10.
Top five.
All right. A gentleman that has a lot of momentum coming into the Milwaukee Mile. He's going to run the Donnie Wilson Motorsports Super Late Model in his first ever Midwest Tour race, William Sawalich.
Well, he did win the most recent Southern Super Series race at Montgomery, Alabama last weekend. Top five, I say.
Is that a preview of the Reichert race rewind right
there?
Yes,
it is.
I'll say no, but I'd say a solid top 10.
I'd say top 10. Donnie Wilson's got good equipment, got good motors, and I think if he was able to get like William Byron to come up this weekend to do it, I'd say it'd be a stronger candidate. But or if he had Sammy Smith in the car this weekend, I'd say it'd be a stronger thing. But I think he's going to have a driver that's going to have a real big learning curve at the Mile.
I guess just not knowing the guy may be a strong top 10, but we'll see how he does in practice here today.
A very popular driver here in the Midwest won the Milwaukee Mile back in 1997 in the Mid-Am stock car racing era, Jeff Storm.
No.
I love Stormy, but yeah.
Well, he did have a good start to the
season. His first year races this year had a good start.
Yeah.
Maybe top five.
How about the guy that's the sixth quickest time last year, 15th finish in 2021 for his first ever time at the Mile out of Ohio, Albert Francis?
No.
No.
Kevin?
He said no. I heard no.
I said no. No.
Next driver had an ASA Late Model Series North victory in West Allis back in 2010, and he's had some luck there, and I want to put him in my top five, possibly top three, Griffin McGrath.
Well, he did win the Big 8 race at Hawkeye Downs a few weeks ago. Maybe top three, I think.
Doc?
I'd say
either or.
Go ahead, Kev. I got to formulate an answer here.
No, you just got to copy off what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I'm going to say the top 10. Last year he struggled there, and they found something in the car. He qualified bad, but he was able to work his way up to, I believe, eighth last year. So it's all going to depend on how he starts out the weekend.
Ditto.
I like that.
Okay.
Next driver has twice attempted to make the Daytona 500 as well as the Brickyard 400. He finished 23rd last year, was the last car in the lead lap. Chicagoland longtime driver Steve Seligman at 65 years old.
No. Oh, definitely yes.
No.
Ouch.
That was cold.
Maybe back in the 80s he would have been.
How about a gentleman that's seventh on all-time wins for the ARCA Midwest Tour? He's going to make his 146th start tomorrow, Jonathan Island.
Oh, wow. Island's been in and out. He's been in and out of the series a lot lately. Top 10, maybe.
He's the Iron Man of the Midwest Tour with the most starts. And he's due for one, and usually he surprises one. I could see him. I'm going to give him a yes this weekend.
Well, he did have a surprise win at Hawkeye Downs a number of years ago, so I think he could have a surprise win here.
How about a gentleman that finished seventh in 2019? That's his picture's been on a lot of these posters for the Milwaukee Mile race tomorrow. Ryan Farrell.
Well, Farrell's been consistent. But not enough to win, I don't think.
This is not a Central Wisconsin track.
Yeah.
I think he's maybe a top 10 at best.
Two more drivers that I picked apart. This guy's uncle won the ASA National Tour event at the Mile back in 2004. It's been 5 years since this third-generation driver's been part of the ARCA Midwest Tour. Brian won the race in 2004. Colin Ruffner.
No.
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 Top 10? Colin listens to the show. Give him some kind of love.
Colin, maybe. We love Grandpa.
Last one.
We love you too, Colin. Sorry.
Last one that I think could make a surprise. This will be his fourth Midwest Tour start. He's going for Rookie of the Year. Won four features last year, won the Midwest Truck Championship and the Rookie of the Year at season's end last year. He finished fifth in his truck at Milwaukee last year. Tristan Swanson, top 10.
I could say top 10.
Top 15.
I think top 5.
All right, Billy, really quickly, got about a minute left. Run down the Midwest Truck Series entry list.
Whoa. Was ultra fast? You didn't put ultra fast on that list?
No.
He's a guaranteed top 3.
Definitely, yes.
Well, yeah. We didn't have any definites, though. That's why I went through the list I did. There was no definites.
Just curious, is Dalton Zier in this year?
Okay.
No. All right, quickly, Bill.
All right, all the Truck Series drivers here. Gregorich, Vanderloop, Quinnell, Noble, Miller, Brasseth, Hubrid, Blauwit, Schwanbeck, Bain, Brasseth, Kanizy, Holtz, Zielinski, Berg, Rail, Wilkie, Lynch, Foster, Ace, Swan, Moyer, Wood Racing, TBA on who's going to be in that truck. Who you got tomorrow, boys?
I'll say Ace.
I'm going to say, go ahead, Paul.
Spit it out. We got to
go with Bryce.
I was going to say 11, Bryce Miller.
I think Ace has revenge after last year.
That's what I was leading for. When we come back on the Midwest Race Report, it's going to be Penguin and myself giving the race recaps and Well, we're just going to retune everything from last week. Winners coming up next. Hey, we're presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. You're growing up, get them.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Toma Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Toma Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
He's the stat man. We call him the Penguin. Here's Paul Reichert and Reichert's Race Rewind on the Midwest Race Report.
All right, race fans, time to look at the racing action that happened this past week. We'll start with Thursday up at State Park Speedway in Wausau. Justin Mondyke won the Super Late Model feature. At Kakana, the red race, first round of the Red, White, and Blue series taking place. Dalton Zier win the Super Late Model feature, two in a row for him. Brent Straka, the late model feature. Advantage RV Modified Tour was at Grand Rapids, Minnesota. First-time winner alert, Don Eichens winning the race. Another first-time winner alert with the USAC Midgets, so they continued Indiana Midget Week at Putnamville. Jacob Denny taking the win. Jonathan Davenport is the latest millionaire in racing. He won the Rossburg, Ohio. The Money in the Bank race taking place at Berlin Raceway. William Byron, his fifth win in six super late model starts this year. Bubba was second. Ty was third. Friday, Golden Sands, Brady Beal won the late model feature. Jim Weber won the super late model feature at Grundy. Twin features at Madison for the NASCAR late models went to Jacob Giddy and Showtime, Zach Riddle. Keith Foss won the USRA modified feature at Mississippi Thunder Speedway at the Norway Speedway up in Diupia. Make it three in a row for Justin Mondyke in the super late models. Mark Hessler won the Whistler late model feature at Red Cedar. Ashley Anderson, the Whistler modified feature at Toma. Modified's back in action. And how about this young man? 15-year-old Weston Marthaler sweeps the show, claims his first career win at Toma, probably his biggest win to date. He's got a great future ahead of him. Advantage RV Modified Tour at Gondeklaw Speedway up in Superior. Johnny Broking the winner. Denny Dietrich won the All-Star Circuit of Champions race at Attica, Ohio. Joey Gase uses his hometown flavor to win the Mid-Am Racing Series race at Hawkeye Downs. Jimmy McCune won the Must-See Racing Extreme Sprint Car race at Birch Run, Michigan. Night one for the U.S. Modified Touring Series at the Belleville High Banks in Kansas went to Derek Ramirez. And Brett Marks won night one of the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Knoxville. Saturday at Cedar Lake, Darrell Nelson won the NASCAR Modified feature. Max Kaler won the NASCAR Late Model feature at Rockford. Johnny Roking, 2-for-2 on the Advantage RV's Modified Tour. They were up at ABC Raceway in Ashland on Saturday. Parker Price Miller won the All-Star Circuit of Champions race, night one at Fremont, Ohio. AMA Pro Motocross was at Lakewood, Colorado. Eli Tomac and Ken Roczen won the motos, Roczen the overall winner. ARCA ran at the Iowa Speedway, Brandon Jones the winner. The ARCA Menards West Series also in action on the road course at Sonoma. Two in a row for Jake Drew. IRA Sprints at Fairbury, Illinois. Joe B. Miller the winner. Southern All-Stars at Columbus, Mississippi. First-time winner alert, Matt Dooley the winner. Southern Super Series out in Montgomery, Alabama. He's been known as a pro late model racer, but has stepped up and won his first super late model feature, and that was Twin Cities native William Sawalich. USAC Midgets wrapping up Indiana Midget Week at Kokomo, Indiana. Kenan McIntosh the winner, and Buddy Michael Colfoyd is the champion. U.S. Modified Touring Series Night 2 of Belleville, Kansas went to Jake O'Neill. Brian Brown won Night 2 of the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Knoxville. On Sunday, Jake Newman won the Badger Midget feature at Angel Park. Blake Nimmy, the IRA Sprint feature. At Dubuque, IMCA Late Model feature went to Matt Ryan, and IMCA Modified feature to Matt Ganson, the Matt Show. At Slinger, Steve April won the Super Late Model feature, Ryan Goodneck the Late Model feature. Advantage RV Modified Tour at Proctor, Minnesota, Brandon Kopp the winner. Zeb Weiss won the All-Star Circuit Champions Night 2 at Fremont, Ohio. The FIA World Endurance Series running the 90th edition of the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Sebastian Buemi, Brendan Hartley, and Ryo Hirakawa, the overall winners. And the Pass North Tour was at Oxford Plains Speedway up in Maine. Joey Doiron took the victory. And that'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind. Now, let's take a look at what's happened over the last 48 hours with Dan.
Thanks, Paul. Last night was the Tim Meyer Memorial 8th Annual Sportsman Shootout at the Toma Sparta Speedway, and what a night we had. A great grandstand, and the pits were full of cars wanting that almighty trophy. Starting things off, then the six shooters, it was Matt Moore dominating with a 19.226. Hornet Division went to Paul Finch, who just topped Mason Morphy with an 18.556. Hobby Stocks, Andy Moore, third week in a row, 17.702. In the Modifieds, it was Brad the Wildman Wild, first time out this year with a 16.219. In the Sportsman, it was Chris Weber with a 16.294. To the features we go, and we had a wild night. In the Hornets, Tuffy Meyer, the brother of Tim Meyer, takes home his own memorial trophy. And boy, the celebration was big in the pits for that one. Mike Krieger took home the Hobby Stocks driving John Groskopf's car last night. In the Sportsman, taking home the 2022 Tim Meyer Memorial 8th Annual Shootout Trophy was Dylan Sellinger. He also did it 2 years ago. Brad Wilds took home the modified race, but after some on-track incidents with Marthaler, the race was then given to Larry DeVito. In the six shooters, Mike Grotz, he takes home his first ever feature race win. That is your local recap. We're going to be closing out the show here pretty soon. Hey, it's Fan Photo Night at the La Crosse Speedway. Billy Doc Now is going to tell you all about that next. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
To be cool this summer, it's all about the ride. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming cruising the Dells giveaways, where on Friday, June 24th, you can have a chance to win a brand new Chevy Silverado truck, along with $1,500 in cash and $500 in rewards play. Earn entries all month long. And remember, the more you play, the more chances you have to win. It's the cruising the Dells giveaways, June 24th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Vitoma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Seth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
There's the white flag, just one more lap for the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Midwest Race Report. Doc and Paul and Kevin and myself, radio man Dan Dyker. I got to get out of here. I got to get to the La Crosse Speedway and announce tonight, then get some rest and hit the Milwaukee Mile tomorrow. Talking about the Speedway, Doc.
Late model, sportsman, Hornets, hobby stocks, six shooters. It's fan photo night. Not sure if they're going to do qualifying. If they do, that will be around 5:30. Fan photo right after that. First green flag, 7 o'clock. Dells Raceway Park tonight. Late models, mods, sportsmen, bandits, legends, bandoleros, qualifying at 4:30, first green at 6 o'clock. Next Friday night, Toma Sparta Speedway, Hobbies, Hornets, Six Shooters, High School Racing Association, minivans, and the Midwest Vintage are there. It's cheap date night, $5 to get in. Kids, Penny Scramble, qualifying at 6:15, first green flag at 7:30. Get out and support your local short track, no matter where you are in the country. Get out and support one.
Lacrosse tonight, Milwaukee Mile tomorrow. I want to thank the gentleman for joining me again on an award-winning program. Got to thank Bob Sargent from Track Enterprises for joining us as well. You've been listening to the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Today's report is also brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. By O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.